Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Yes, yesterday we reported that Chris Brown had been arrested after he was accused of attacking a man outside the W Hotel in D.C. One report is that the alleged victim photobombed Chris. The other story is that the alleged victim tried to get on Breezy's tour bus. Now, Breezy is free on bail following a court appearance yesterday in Washington, D.C. Plus, the charge has been reduced from a felony to a misdemeanor because there's apparently some question as to who threw the first punch. Now, Breezy will be back here in November. He did plead not guilty.
You know, Breezy had it rough down Central Cell. Straight peanut butter sandwiches and Kool-Aid.
Yeah, but they know. Yeah. You know they put him in a private
no,
cell.
No, they did not. Not down Central Cell.
Are you serious?
No mat, no nothing.
Hey, this man from... Hey, he's talking from experience.
He's on the metal down Central Cell because he missed 4 o'clock court on Saturday. So that's where he was.
So you're trying to tell me they didn't put Prince... They
no
didn't put him in
way.
A...
Until he got down the bullpen Monday morning, he was on some metal down Central Cell.
So he was in there for like good 18 hours.
With other people.
Eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and singing a lot of songs.
If he wanted a
sandwich.
Well, then
I'm a bigger star than him because I have my own
thing. Could have had that bologna sandwich.
What you want to hear?
I know he was subject. Everybody was probably rapping.
Sing one more, Chris.
Deuces. Yeah.
Damn.
And sing a love one now. Sing a love song.
Well, 50 Cent will not be going to jail after striking a plea deal with prosecutors in his domestic violence case in California. His baby mama had accused him of kicking her and tearing up some stuff in her house during a fight back in June. Now, the domestic violence charge was dropped in exchange for 50's no contest plea to one count of misdemeanor vandalism. 50 sentenced to 3 years probation. He's got to perform 30 days of community service, part of the plea agreement. Plus, he's got to attend counseling sessions and pay her $7,100 for tearing up that stuff. She is the mother of his second child. And I guess there is a future for Ciara. Now, you know, a few weeks ago, I kind of told y'all she was looking kind of chubby in the belly. And we all know what great abs she has.
Right.
Now we hear that Ciara and Future are engaged. She got the 15-carat diamond. I'm not saying they got engaged because she's pregnant. I'm just saying she's probably pregnant and they're engaged.
Wow.
Concert goers in Monroe, Louisiana say they were scammed after an R. Kelly impersonator reportedly took the stage at an event slated to feature R. Kelly. Do we have this on? I hope we have this up on Russ Parr Morning Show because it is hilarious. This singer just was out there like they really billed this as R. Kelly. They didn't say, you know, someone like R. Kelly. People went there expecting to see the R. Oh, my gosh. And then he was out at a restaurant later saying, no pictures, please, no pictures. Like, really acting like he was R. Kelly. I can't believe it. So she's no Serena, but it looks like Common is serious with his girlfriend.
Really?
I'd never really seen her, but the Paps caught the two on a stroll in New York, and they actually look alike. So her name is Fatima, and she's a dance choreographer. She's covered up in a coat, so I can't see if she's got that Serena body, but I'm sure if she's a dancer, she's got a great body.
So you're saying she looked like her in the face, is what you're saying?
No. I said she looks like Common. They're very similar.
You mean like Serena?
No,
are you
Negro.
Saying they do look alike?
God dang it. Can I explain it to you later when we get off air? I mean, damn. I think everybody else understood.
Wow.
Send me a text, Negro.
Wow.
So Kanye says he's not fooling with Louis Vuitton anymore because he thinks their prices are too high.
Gotcha.
First off, it's Louis Vuitton. Not to mention, you designed shoes for them in 2009, which you charged $800 for, and nobody was paying that for shoes back then.
Yeah.
So how dare you? I think what happened is he thought it was going to be an ongoing relationship with Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Congrats to Carlton. Really, his name is Alfonso Rivero, but he'll always be Carlton.
Yeah.
He has a new little Fresh Prince of his own. He and his wife gave birth to a little baby boy over the weekend. So congrats to them. I'm Al Freitas. That's hot off the wire. If you want more stuff, go to the RestPartOneShow.com.